The average property tax bill eats up 5.9% of an Illinoisan's household income. My guest is Ted Dabrowski. Hey, Ted.
Hey, Perry. Thanks so much for having me on.
So you mean that this campaign promise and this, you know, all of this rhetoric about lowering Illinois property taxes has not come to fruition? And Ted, you've got to explain to me. I don't get a property tax bill from the state. How are my Illinois property taxes calculated, and how would I know what I'm paying?
Yeah, so the way it works is each government, right, whether it's Chicago Public Schools or the city of Chicago, they have a certain amount that they want to raise to pay their salaries, pay for their costs, you know, whatever it is they have to pay for. So they have a levy, right? It's called a levy. And each year, that's the amount that they want to raise. And so there are some limits the state puts on how much that levy can rise each year, depending on what kind of government you are. And, you know, the state laws impact, you know, how much those levies can rise by.
Okay.
So there's all kinds of stuff that goes on. So the way the person knows what their tax bill is, they finally get a tax bill, a property tax bill from their government.
From their county.
From their county, right?
Okay.
And from their county. And it'll have a whole list of, you know, all the different government units that you are part of.
Right.
And a list there, the amount that you have to pay to each one. On some tax bills, there's as many as 16, 17 governments that you have to pay to.
Right.
So it's really confusing.
No, I mean, no, as you read the tax bill, it's pretty clear how much they're giving to each, you know, to, I guess you could say, even municipality or whatever that we're paying for. It's pretty clear to me. I just am horrified when I see how much one of these are getting as opposed to another. Like, for example, you know, what I'm paying when it comes to the schools, and what I'm paying to the park district. So, it's an interesting read. Let me just say. So tell me.
Mm-hmm.
What are your?
I just want to say it's clear. You can see what's on the property tax
right.
bill, like. But in mine, I've got a park district, I've got a library district, I've got the community college district,
right.
I've got the city, I've got Cook County, I've got a mosquito abatement district.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it can just keep going. And the thing is, they don't coordinate with each other. So I have, you know, when I say it's, you can see what's there, but I have no idea. They don't coordinate. I have no idea whether I'm paying the right thing. I can't go to every board meeting for 15 governments. So
right.
it's a real disaster for the ordinary person.
Well, that doesn't make any sense. I mean, who thought this was a good idea? Well, the thing is that you were trying to keep voters from not being engaged over, you know, seeing this is what I believe. This was an effort to keep the public from being engaged, and that whatever time this came about, to keep the powers that be in power.
That's right, Perry. And each one is a taxing authority, so they have their own taxing authority and their own borrowing capacity. So how the heck am I? Just, you know, I'm just Joe Sixpack, right? I'm trying to figure out what the heck's going on. There's no way for me to understand what's going on, other than I know now that Illinois has the highest property taxes in the country, and that if you look at the last 30 years, the property taxes have been growing far faster than my incomes. And that's been the case for Illinois. Property tax bills are going a lot faster, twice as fast as incomes. So bigger tax bills,
okay,
bigger burden.
Okay, but since the pandemic and since we had, you know, the great resignation and seeing the fact that there is, I mean, they are pleading for workers. I understand that they're even kids that are coming straight out of college. They're trying to recruit them to be store managers at $100,000 a pop. So it's getting better, but that doesn't mean that, you know, the price of our property taxes is getting any lower. So you talked about ATTOM Data Solutions that calculated Illinois' effective tax rate as about 1.86% in 2021, more than double
mm-hmm.
than what residents in what states were paying.
Yeah, so it's, you know, double like Indiana. You know, we're talking about our neighbors here, right?
Right?
So we're paying, you know, twice as much, you know, three times as much as is it Kentucky? You know, it's so much cheaper. Yeah, three times more than in Kentucky and double what people in Indiana and Missouri pay. So why the heck do we pay so much more for states that are very functional? Indiana is a AAA rated state. You know, they have roads, they have good schools, they have all that stuff. Why are they paying so much less? And they pay a much lower overall state and local tax bill. What's wrong with Illinois? That's the question. Why are we so expensive? And are we getting the services for, you know, it's one thing if you pay a lot and you get great services, then you might be happy.
Right.
But when you pay the most and the services, I mean, we see what's happening with crime. We see CPS shrinking, right? It's shrunk by 25%.
Listen, we all know that, Ted. The worst thing is the garbage that we see in the city. I have never known Chicago to be this filthy.
Yeah, and so there you go. The simplest thing, right?
And right.
Really, you know, there's two things that we care about. We want to be safe on our streets.
Yes.
Right? We want to be able to go out and have a good time and not be looking over our shoulders the whole time. And we expect the place to be clean and the trash to be picked up. So when we're paying the highest property taxes in the country, well, dadgummit, you know, if we're not getting that, then this is why people are leaving. And don't forget, people also want good schools. They want their kids educated. And, you know, CPS has lost 25%, 100,000 kids in the last 20 years.
Yes.
So this is why we have to get to how do we fix this problem.
One of the questions that I'd like to ask our listeners, I've noticed that we have more and more callers from Indiana, okay? More and more callers from Indiana, people that have been listening to BON in other states in the Midwest. And these are people that used to live in Illinois. See, my issue with, you know, just like how we were dealing with the remap, if they would have been trying to fix these problems and were working in the best interests of Illinoisans and Chicagoans, we wouldn't be moving from this state in record numbers. So the fewer people that decide to stay in Illinois, who's going to take the brunt of these, you know, of all of what these other Illinoisans who had left here, who they paid what they were paying, we have to, those of us who remain here, Ted, we have to take the brunt of it,
Perry,
right?
Perry, we're the suckers that are left paying the bill, and the bill, you know, the bill's not getting smaller, the bill's getting bigger. It's going to get even bigger, and I tell you, with inflation, if you know anything about property taxes, every unit of government gets to increase their levy by up to 5%. You know, inflation, if inflation is higher than 5%, they can only go to 5%. So our property taxes are going to go up all over the place. That's number one. Number two, all these empty commercial places, right, where they can't get workers to come back in,
right,
their valuations are going to go down. So that means that the property tax burden is going to shift from commercial to guess who?
To the
residential.
To the residential.
Yeah.
Goodness
right.
gracious.
So well, you know, I've got a lot of bad news, which is why, you know, we've got to say, you know, what are the drivers? And you know, Governor Pritzker said he wanted to fix this. But if you look at the bills and the laws he passed in the last 2 years, every one of those drove up property taxes, drove up the cost.
Let's
drove
talk
up
about
pensions.
That when we come back from the break. And
I've
got a bank full of calls, Ted, so I hope you have time to stick around
time.
A little bit.
Plenty of time.
All right, then. It's 10:20 on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVOM. You know, one of the things that I want to do is give a clear picture of what you are spending your money on when you get these bills in the mail. I know this morning, that's why I don't drive. This morning, I got hit by a speed light camera. I know it. And we can't keep piling on and piling on and piling on and think that people can remain in this city. We are being taxed, feed, and fined to death in this state. And I was happy to see that Oakbrook Terrace got rid of those cameras and out there is those red light cameras because it was corrupt. We've got to do more of that. We've got to call these elected officials out and make them do what they said they were going to do when they were running for election. We have a bank full of calls. Ted Dabrowski is going to spend some time with us. And I think the greatest revelation that came out of our discussion, and that maybe it's something that we didn't really think about it, every time another family leaves the state of Illinois and we're not having, you know, the same people, amount of people moving into the state of Illinois. It's the taxpayers that have to pick up the brunt, so they have to raise the taxes. You know, when if you've got 1,000 families leaving, well, who else is going to pay the taxes? You still got to have the same amount of people working in the municipality, in the state. You still need the same amount of police officers and Illinois state police officers. It really is very sobering. Ron, you're on WBON. Good morning. Ron, you're on WBON. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. And the thing that's really disturbing is that relative to taxes and services in this state, county, and city, it works in the inverse. The more we spend, the less we get. Right. But, Ted, I have two questions for you. Regarding when we hear about property taxes, one of the things we hear from elected officials is that it's needed, you know, for these pensions. And how do we get past that when you really can't diminish the pension? Just like the mayor just recently said, if she doesn't get her casino, guess what she said? The property taxes are going to go up.
Sure,
okay,
did.
Then my other question is the Cook County assessor, Katie, came out and made a statement. Well, we know this is just politics, but he was saying that he was going to try to level the field and look maybe higher assessments on commercial property so homeowners could get a break. So maybe you can kind of address that. Again, I think that's just a lot of political stuff, but maybe you can respond to two of those questions. I appreciate your insight and knowledge on this subject.
Yeah, thank you. Ron. I appreciate it. Go ahead, Ted.
Yeah, hey, Ron, thank you. Yeah, so question number one, pensions. Yes, it's a huge problem. The pensions we have in Illinois, and particularly in Chicago, are deeply, deeply, deeply underfunded. There's not enough money in there, and there's not enough money for Chicago to try to pay its active workers and its pensioners. So there's a big problem, and we need pension reform. And it scares people. You know, the public sector workers are scared of pension reform. People who are close to the public sector workers are worried about it, but we need it. We can't afford the debts we owe and the amount of money we owe, especially, as Perry said, if people keep leaving. So who's going to pay the bill? So we need to look at pensions. We need to have a pension amendment that allows us to change the pensions. There's going to have to be some sacrifice, but we need that. That's number one. Number two, I think Assessor Kagi has been trying to level the field. He's been trying to put more of the assessments on the weight of the assessments on the commercial to give some relief to the residential. But guess what? Whatever plan he had is out the window. Why? Because of COVID. People don't want to come into the city and work in those big buildings anymore. They're 30% full, maybe 40% full. So Kagi can't assign a big valuation to these buildings because they're worthless now.
And the commercial real estate, it might as well be a lobbying group too, because
that's right.
They're very political, right, aren't they?
Oh, we know that too, don't we? Especially with Madigan in the old days.
Right. Oh,
so, so it's hard to know. It's hard to know. Are residential going to get a break? I don't think so, especially because of the change in people not wanting to be in these big buildings anymore. They're going to be worth less. And so they're going to shove that tax back on ordinary people.
Ted Dabrowski has been our guest. He is WirePoint's president. And he also says in WirePoint, and as for the impact on house prices, property taxes have contributed to Illinois suffering the nation's third worst growth in home values over the last 20 years, up just 3%. And adjusted for inflation. And I think that there likely will be some other reasons why we're not doing that. And is it because that we pay so much in taxes in Illinois as opposed to other places, Ted? I can't hear him.
Yeah, Perry, you know, people have a certain amount of money they can pay for a home. And so the more that they can spend on the actual house instead of on taxes, the higher they can bid up the house. But the more that a buyer has to spend on taxes, well, they have less to pay for the house. So the higher, everything else equal, the higher the taxes are, the lower the home values. And not only that, we just talked about people leaving Illinois, right? We're one of the biggest losers of people in the country. Illinois is. We shrunk in population in the last decade. So, we have less demand. And if you go to places like Tennessee and Texas and Florida, they're growing so much. They have so much, such an influx of population
Tennessee
that their home values
and
go
Nashville
up.
Nashville has a boom going on that I have never seen before. You have people from California that are moving to Austin, Texas. They're moving to Tennessee, specifically the Nashville area, because you can get lots of land and home for your buck. And we are a populous city. And that's why, of course, when they start building these new neighborhoods, it's kind of insulting. And I'm speaking of the 78, and I'm also talking about Lincoln Yards, when there's so much they could do to help the people that had lived in this state and have given to the state for so long. Let's go to Beverly. Beverly, you're on WBON with Ted Dabrowski.
Good morning. I am Beverly Miles, Democratic gubernatorial candidate. And through my research and studies on property taxes, I noticed that, the state of Illinois has close to 7,000 units, government units. And what I'm trying to understand, has anybody considered consolidating these local government units? Because I think if we can consolidate those local government units, because if I'm not mistaken, the local government units here in the state of Illinois is costing taxpayers $18 billion annually.
All right, well, I've got to let you go, Beverly, because you are a gubernatorial candidate, but he can answer your question from what you asked. Ted, go right ahead.
Yeah, Beverly's hitting one of the big problems we have in Illinois. I love local government. I want decisions to be made as close as possible to local, so I'm a big fan of that. But what I don't like is duplication and overlap, right? That's wasted money. And so we have the most units of government in the country in Illinois. And that means more bureaucrats, more pensions, more borrowing, more fraud, all those things. And so, yeah, we need a very concerted effort to get rid of the duplicative overlapping government units of government, because we're wasting money. And there should be a big push for that. But you know what? Now we need to get to the hard part of the conversation, and that's who's holding all the power and who doesn't want change, because there's a lot of people that don't want to give up their units of government. That's a lot of jobs, a lot of pensions, a lot of big salaries.
Well, if Madigan goes to prison, then I'm hoping that kind of government is over. But after I saw, and you're not mentioning this, Ted, I am, the Speaker of the House, Ted Walsh, Welch, and all of these friends from around the state contributing to his wife's judge, because she's running for judge. Yeah, I can see why they don't want to get rid of it. That's why they're able to, give $50,000 to the Speaker's campaign, because they work or do business with the state.
Well, and this is the problem. So many people now do business with state, local, county, townships, library districts, that it's impossible to make changes. So let me hit the hard part,
okay,
Perry, and I know this is which will bother some people, but all these taxes go to public sector jobs because we have lots of governments, right? That's really the bottom line. Do we have too much government? Is it too expensive? And I would argue that if you look at, the ordinary Illinoisan isn't protected like the public sector unions are. I'm not talking about private sector unions here,
right?
Public sector unions. They have these long-term contracts, 3, 5, 7 years, guaranteed salary increases, guaranteed salaries, guaranteed benefits, a whole bunch of stuff, constitutionally protected pensions. They have all these units of government. It's a massive system, and we can't change it. And so what we need to do is say, hey, we need less of that, and it needs to be cheaper. So we need to pass the kind of reforms like a pension reform, a pension amendment. We need to give the unions less power than they have, because right now the unions have all the power, and ordinary Joe Sixpack and Jane Sixpack don't have power. And so the only power they have is to leave the state, and that's what they're doing. So, and for those that can't leave, they're just having to pay more and more. So we need to go after these reforms, these laws that make our government a little more affordable, so that the ordinary person doesn't have to leave and that they don't have to suffer under the costs.
Wow. Let's go to the tax doctor. Hey, tax doctor, how are you today?
Good morning. Hey, Ted.
Hey, good morning.
Ted and I, we support 99% of what he's been saying, because what we need to understand is Springfield, who have created this mess, and it's going to take the taxpayers to put a referendum on the ballot to change it. We need a constitutional amendment to fix what's wrong with the state of Illinois. And if we don't get that constitutional amendment, we cannot fix the pension crisis.
Well, that makes sense.
And on top of that, folks, there is a constitutional amendment on the ballot. WRA-1.
Okay.
The Workers' Right Amendment. Ted, I need you to speak to that, because if that get passed in November, we're through in this state. Thank you.
Okay. Could you, if you can, comment on that, Ted?
Yeah. So there's on the ballot in November, everybody in Illinois who votes has a chance to vote whether or not to give the unions more power by enshrining their bargaining rights into the Constitution. So right now, the state laws give Illinois unions have some of the biggest powers in the country. It's why the Chicago Teachers Union strikes all the time. They have tons of power, too much power. What Illinois lawmakers have done is they put this on the ballot, and what it would do is take those powers from state law and stick it right in the Constitution and give them all these powers. And then it will be impossible to reform the things I've said. It'll be impossible to reform how expensive these governments are. It'll probably make it really hard to consolidate units of government. It'll be hard to bring down their benefits. It's a killer. So this Amendment 1 needs to be struck down, because it's really bad policy.
Wow. I had no idea that the amendment was on the ballot. I thank you, Dr.
Yeah.
Doctor,
you're
for
welcome.
Sharing that with us. I had no idea. So if they put it in the Constitution, then it will never be reformed, because it's part of the Constitution.
Yeah, they'll say we're protected. You can't reduce our rights to bargain. One of the things there says you can't reduce our economic welfare. So, you know, they'll litigate everything. If there's ever a chance for taxpayers to finally say we want some reforms to make these property taxes more affordable, these pensions more affordable, they'll just sue all the time, because they'll say, no, you can't do that to us. And there's a whole host of other powers they get in the private sector as well. So it could be a real big mess. So if you think our property taxes are high now, just wait. If we pass Amendment 1, we'll never change them, and they will only go up.
We've been talking to Ted Dabrowski. He is WirePoint's president. And let's go back to our calls. Michael, you're on WVON.
Hello, this is Michael. Thank you for taking my call,
sure.
Terry. Terry, one of the things is, I grew up in Chicago. I currently live in Country Club Hill. I've just purchased a place in Blytheville, Arkansas. And the reason why is getting out of there. No one is even trained. Our aldermen is coming in, how to do their jobs and stuff. Country Club Hills used to be the crown jewel of the South Suburbs. That place is getting so filthy. My property value, when I bought the property 15 years ago, I spent $152,000. I had it appraised in February. It's down to $135,000. We did have a mayor. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. I said 135, it's 145.
Okay.
But we didn't have a mayor that had people to do their job. Once we as minority people took over, man, all we're there is just for the ride and to try to get some of the fun.
So what are you doing? You're buying a place in Arkansas, more land, more house?
Well, I'm buying a place to get out of there, because they're not taking care of the property and stuff. You know, the...
Okay, I don't know what happened to Michael. Well, Ted, these are the kind of things that we hear. Let's go to Maurice on the west side. Maurice, you're on WVO.
Hey, Perry, great show as usual. This is a little off the beaten path, but, you know, as you know, I travel throughout the United States, and I also own property in Indiana, so mm-hmm. I've seen the best of both worlds. Just like the last caller, I just had my house appraised for a number, and I'm selling it, and they offered me like $25,000 more than what the appraisal was. And the point I'm trying to make is that you're absolutely right. Your guest is absolutely right. The businesses will push those property tax bills off onto the consumers. Happened in Indiana. The commercial property sued, and now everybody's property taxes in Indiana, the homeowners, their property taxes are higher. The other thing I would like to point out is that when I travel, I see black people working, and I see women working throughout the country. When I go to Illinois, I don't see that. So I don't know what's going on.
Oh, you're not alone. I mean, I don't see black people working in Illinois. They're not on the roads. They don't work for IDOT. They don't work for at the airports. They don't. It's really sad to see you. When you go to places like Atlanta and Nashville, people are working.
And the other point I'll make, I've met a lot of people. I've got rental properties here in Indiana.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of the black men that I meet, they say I had to get out of Illinois, because
right.
I wanted my children to live. That's pretty scary.
Wow. And so you have really seen, you being a landlord, you have seen this exodus from Illinois firsthand.
People leave Illinois, especially if they have black boys, they will get out of there because they don't believe their kids will make it, you know, to their 21st birthday.
That is sad.
And that's the truth.
Let's go to Karen. Karen, you're on WVON. Good morning.
Thank you, Perry, for taking my call. Listen, I want to say this as plain as I can say it. The tax doctor has been pushing this for the last 3 years. To everyone that can hear my voice, please don't take this for granted. Because if we don't stop what they're trying to do, we all might as well pack up and leave Illinois. It's happening. Let me just say this. Manigan put things in place 30-something years ago,
mm-hmm.
and everybody is following it. It is a machine. I don't even know why we're pushing to even say Democrat. Democrat is a machine. I just beg my people, don't sleep on what the tax doctor has been trying to tell us for the last 3 years. Get on the internet and go look up what's trying to be done. Like the gentleman said, these are government jobs, but Madigan set all his people up in it.
Right.
Everybody that's in this has been set up many moons ago. Email Jones was a part of it. And all of the others are just following suit. Nobody stands on their own in the Democratic Party in Illinois.
Thank
Please
you.
Please don't take Anthony Travis for granted.
Well, thank you, Karen. So, Ted, where can people, you know, follow you on a regular basis? And I really want to thank you for being so generous with your time. I hope that you're hearing our audience members. You have a better understanding of what it's like to be black living in Illinois.
Perry,
right
you
now.
Know, Perry, I don't like what I hear because I feel bad. I feel like you know, our lawmakers are just letting people down. And you hear the frustration. You hear people leaving. What we need. And you know, this is my last pitch to your listeners. We need to find lawmakers and, you know, forget what party they are. Find the ones who talk about reforms. Find the ones who are willing to stand up and fix things. Like you said, you know, the Matic machine has been set up. People continue to use it. They benefit from it.
Right.
We need to change those laws and give power back to the people, get it away from the politicians and back to the people. So that's what I urge. We're at wirepoints.org. We have a podcast now, so people can listen to us there.
Oh, good for you.
And we also have, you know, on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, at Wirepoints. So please follow us. We have a daily newsletter that comes out that curates the news for people. And, of course, it has our original articles. So we welcome more people coming on.
Well, Ted, it sounds like Wirepoints has been very successful. This was a big deal for you. And I'm really proud of you and happy that you were able to set out on this venture and make it profitable. This is really wonderful.
Thanks so much, Perry, and thanks for having us on.
All right, then.